This is shocking.
Dr. Amy Shaw, welcome to the Mel Robbins podcast.
Thank you for having me, Mel.
I always learn so much from you. And here's where I want to start. What will I experience in my life that will change for the better or could be different if I take everything that you're about to teach us today and I apply it to my life? What's going to change, Dr. Shaw?
Well, Mel, I'm going to give you the framework to feel better in your body, to feel more energized. And it is the simplest thing that's distilling down thousands of research papers, thousands of women that have come to me. And I am going to give that to you today.
Wow. So what is this framework? And where has it been my whole life?
That's a great question. The framework is 30-30-3. Okay. 30 grams of protein in your first meal, 30 grams of fiber throughout the day, and 3 probiotic foods every day. And each of these is based in deep scientific research. And this is something that should have been given to us when we were in health class in whatever, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. It should have been maybe given to us at our doctor's offices, which it wasn't. It should have given to me in medical school. Wasn't. And it is not till today that we are sharing this with the world.
Dr. Shaw, I have interviewed you before, but you seem even more passionate than normal about the research and about the recommendation to women specifically that we be getting 30 grams of protein first thing in the morning, 30 grams of fiber throughout the day, and 3 probiotic foods, I think you said,
yes,
throughout the day. Why are you so excited and passionate about this new protocol?
The reason why is I think that women have been ignored for far too long. Did you know that every single medication, procedure, diagnosis that doctors make is based on research that is mostly done on white men? And it wasn't until there was a female that actually came in as the NIH director in 1991. And she was like, none of these big research articles include women or minorities. And so she created the Revitalization Act in 1993 to actually mandate that they be included, because there was this theory that women are complicated. We have hormones, pregnancies. And so they were thinking that it was a favor not to have women in there. But what ended up happening is that very, very big mistakes were happening. For example, heart attacks were never studied in women. And so when women would have a heart attack, it would be missed 50% of the time. And this is still true because women present differently. They don't have the like crushing chest pain to the left arm. It's like anxiety, like nausea, and you say, oh, you're fine, go home. And 50.
Ahora continuamos con el podcast, pero antes, ¿sabías que solo uno de cada 5 oyentes llega al final de un episodio? Por eso, resumimos tus podcasts favoritos. Entra en nuestra web para saber más.
50% higher mortality.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I think women have always, always felt like we are not listened to. Like, I know that there are people listening and watching today who are feeling, hey, nobody's listening to me. I have all of these things going on for me. And that's why we're here, because I want to fill this gap by giving people the tools, the blueprint.
So Dr. Shaw, you have now looked at the research, you have crunched the data, and you have distilled it down into a brand new formula that you are recommending that women follow. What is this formula and why are you so excited about it?
It's called the 30-30-3. 30 grams of protein in your first meal, 30 grams of fiber throughout the day, and 3 probiotic foods every day.
And why are you making this recommendation?
Because women have gotten diets, weight loss plans. They have never gotten a framework to make them stronger and to make them happier and to make them more energized.
I love it because I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, just eat healthy. And I'm like, well, what does that actually mean? And so I'm excited to dig into it, but I want to read to you from your best-selling book, Hormone Havoc. This is in the introduction. Wait till you hear this as I read this. After you've made the simple science-backed nutritional changes I am recommending in the 30-30-3 protocol, you can expect the following: improve mood and less anxiety, better sleep, healthy digestion, higher libido, sharper thinking, diminished hot flashes and night sweats, a fitter figure, including around your waist, greater energy, less fatigue, and more. Your body is changing, cycling through completely normal phases of life that all women journey through. You cannot control how your hormones change, but you can control how you experience it. With the protocols and tools that you're about to teach us today, Dr. Shaw, you have the power to reframe perimenopause, menopause, and your health in general as an opportunity, not a curse.
As women enter perimenopause in their 30s, accelerated muscle loss becomes a significant concern, shifting from a gradual decline to a rapid one. This crucial change underscores the importance of protein in maintaining muscle mass. Next, listeners will discover what counts as effective protein sources to incorporate first thing in the morning.
Okay.
But when we go into this phase that we call perimenopause,
which is in your 30s,
30s all the way through your 50s, you have accelerated muscle loss.
Okay. So it's no longer 1% to 3%. You're just naturally losing.
Yeah. So it's 1% to 3% per decade. And then when you get into perimenopause, it's 1% to 3% at the end of a menopause. It's per year.
Per year?
Yeah.
This goes back to the original point. Women's bodies are different. Our hormones are different. The way we cycle are different. The amino acids that we need for our muscles to be maintained and to build and for our brains and serotonin and gut, different. And if we have accelerated loss of our muscle mass just naturally because of hormone changes in our early 30s, it's important to know that.
It's important. And a lot
now of- I understand why you have a formula.
Exactly.
I love this. Okay. So I want you to show us what counts when it comes to 30 grams of protein first thing in the morning and how to get it. And I also want you to surprise us because there's probably a lot of things that I'm throwing in my mouth that I think are great sources of protein that might not be. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, great. So we're going to bring in some different foods. Our executive producer, Tracy, is going to go grab it right now. Okay, so we have all this amazing like food on the table. And now I'm starting to salivate as I'm looking at all this stuff. And why don't you walk us through every single one of the food items that you have in front of us and just describe what it is, how much protein there is, and what you want us to know about it.
Love that. All right, let's start with an egg, okay? Do you like eggs?
I love eggs, but there's only so many eggs I can eat. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
I feel like this is my go-to for fast protein.
It is the go-to for fast protein. What I love about eggs is that they have 6 grams of protein per egg. But
that's it?
That's it.
Oh, I thought I was getting more.
So 2 eggs is not enough.
It's only 12?
Yes. Most women are having 2 eggs
that's
for breakfast.
That's what I had for breakfast.
That's too little. You need to have an egg scramble, okay? You can put 1 or 2 yolks because the yolk has a little bit of choline and fat-soluble vitamins in it.
Uh-huh.
But then you can put in the whites. So then you can get like 5 eggs.
So and 3 egg whites, 2 eggs.
Exactly. And or you could do all eggs, but having all eggs amps up the cholesterol a little bit. So I like to add just like 2 egg yolks. Or 1 for taste, and then the rest egg whites. And the great thing about eggs, they're so versatile. You can throw it in to a stew. You can throw it in on a side. You can eat it on the side of something else. Whenever I'm in a crunch, that is a go-to, really easy food that you can make at home. And then we're going to go to one of my favorites is cottage cheese. Now, here. So you love cottage cheese, I know.
I do. Shout out to my mother. She always had cottage cheese on the table growing up. It is cottage cheese, first of all, a good source.
It is a great source of protein. You can get in about a cup with a little bit more than a cup, you can get 30 grams of protein.
Wait, a cup of cottage cheese has 30 grams of protein?
So a half cup has like 4, so a little more than a cup, you're getting all of the breakfast protein in one. Cottage cheese, I like the probiotic type of cottage cheese because you get to hit that probiotic goal as well. And so what you want to do is if you add a little bit of fruit to this, this becomes a really delicious kind of parfait. You can add a little honey or you can add some dates to this and it becomes a really easy, quick 5-minute breakfast.
To truly grasp the upcoming discussion about evaluating protein sources, it's crucial to understand the pitfalls of common low-protein foods like avocados and oatmeal, which often mislead health-conscious individuals. This sets the stage for Dr. Shaw to guide us on identifying high-quality proteins, including the importance of leucine in muscle growth. Are you ready to unlock the secrets of effective protein choices?
Dr. Shaw, is as you're looking at your label, and you gave us that great hack for, is this low protein or is this a high impact, high protein food by add the zero? And if the protein count is higher than the calorie count, we're in the high protein, great payoff. But what should we also be looking for? Like as you're scanning the label that sneaks in there?
Okay. So the biggest thing is added sugars.
Okay.
So a lot of things like, you know, we mentioned smoothies earlier. And if you actually look at the amount of sugar that a smoothie has, sometimes it's like the same as a Coke. So like you wouldn't necessarily have a can of Coke first thing in the morning, but you would definitely go for a smoothie,
right?
And that has just as much sugar. Now you could argue, oh, it has fruit, sugar, and like all the things, but it, at the end of the day, you really do want to watch how many total grams of sugar that you have in a day. So you definitely want to watch that. And then of course, you want to be looking at the calorie count, the fat, especially trans fat. Those are the most dangerous types of fats. And so that's another thing if you're like just scanning a label that you would want to look at.
Can you just tell us what should we be looking for in terms of protein? Since protein is now finding its way into everything, what are we actually looking for?
A lot of the proteins that we get out there are not complete proteins.
What does complete protein mean?
So a complete protein means it has all the amino acids in order to build muscle. Okay. There's a special amino acid called leucine that actually is a great stimulus for muscle growth. That's not in all protein foods. And so you want to find a complete protein and you want it to have leucine if you're really trying to build that muscle.
And what are the forms of protein that don't have leucine in it?
A lot of vegetarian proteins, I'll have to say, are incomplete proteins, but that's why you eat lentils with rice, for example, because lentils are incomplete, but you pair it with rice. But some things that are surprising that are not complete proteins is like collagen. I mean, a lot of people are using collagen and thinking it's a replacement for protein, and it's great for your hair, skin, and nails, okay? But it's not a complete protein.
So on its own, without it being fortified, it's not having the benefit to your muscles in terms of the amino acid profile?
That's right.
It is in the Pure Genius shot.
It is, but it's also, it has a combination of collagen with BLG, which is a component of whey protein. And so that actually makes it a complete protein.
You mentioned whey.
Yeah.
Talk to me about whey protein.
So whey protein is so great. So it's derived from milk. It's made from cow's milk. And so the thing I like about whey is that not only is it a complete protein, which a lot of proteins are not, it's also less processed, meaning to turn milk into a white powder that you're going to be consuming on a daily basis, it's not that hard, right? But to turn peas that are green with a taste into a white powder is a lot harder. Mm. And so I've really changed my own personal stance on protein powders and also what I recommend to patients, because I used to think, well, if it's a vegan source of protein, it must be better, right? But what I learned is that you have to process that pea or that hemp a lot to get it to be that white powder, flavorless powder. And oftentimes, pea in particular can be contaminated with heavy metals because of where it's grown. And so a lot of vegan and vegetarian protein powders, you really want to watch that, make sure they're tested for heavy metals, because that is an issue and less of an issue with the whey proteins.
You mentioned BLG. Talk to me about whey protein and the BLG aspect in particular.
BLG is actually the richest source of leucine, and you can really get that muscle stimulus that you want in kind of that BLG portion. And so it seems to be a really great way to add more protein to your diet in a way that stimulates muscle in the right way.
Can you eat too much protein, Dr. Shaw?
Yes, absolutely. So, and you can also eat very, very poor quality protein just to get to your goal. So the way I counsel my patients is your goal is to get around 30 grams per meal. You don't need to go way higher than that. You don't need to like win the contest of the most amount of protein. It can be something that you can have in excess, and that's happened. So you really do want to try to get it 30 grams per meal or snack, and that's your ideal amount.
Got it. So if we do 33 meals a day and you get it in the snacks, you're
done. It doesn't have to be so complicated. Let's just simplify this, get enough, and then it becomes easy. It doesn't have to be like a full-time job.
Can you talk just a little bit about what should the person listening expect to feel if you get 30 grams of protein in for breakfast after a week of doing it?
That's a great question. Our body changes very quickly. People don't understand that within 3 days, you can start getting noticeable changes in your gut health. For example, in your energy levels, you're going to start to have more building blocks, amino acids in your system. And so you're going to feel more energized. You're going to feel... So a week is enough to start noticing those little changes. So I always tell people, try for a week. And the plan in the book is honestly a 7-day plan because it's so simple. Even if you're really hypercritical and you're like, this is not going to work for me.
To truly appreciate the upcoming insights on the 30-33 protocol, it's crucial to understand the foundational role of fiber and probiotics in enhancing energy and mood. With startling statistics revealing that 95% of Americans fall short on fiber, Dr. Shaw is ready to guide listeners on implementing this transformative 7-day plan. How can these simple dietary adjustments lead to profound changes in well-being?
Dr. Shaw, you have taught us so much, and I want to make sure we kind of bottom line all of the amazing science, the 30-33 protocol. You write about a 7-day plan to help you get started in hormone havoc. What do you think is the most important thing you could do in order to implement everything that you just taught us about this 30-33 protocol?
Mel, that's a great question. The reason I wrote Hormone Havoc is because I feel like women are sitting there and they're feeling miserable and they don't get the advice. 80% of women don't feel like they're getting enough food and lifestyle advice from their doctors. And we're left with looking on the internet where we feel overwhelmed. And so what I want you to do is I just want women to try it. Just try the 30-33 for 7 days. Give it a shot. I've laid it out for you in the book with exact meals that you could have. So there's no thinking or calculating involved.
So if I can't get the book because it's not published where I'm listening, because we're in 194 countries, what specifically would you recommend I do to get started?
Okay. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to have 30 grams of protein in your breakfast. So you're going to have an egg scramble with veggies.
Great.
Or with cottage cheese on the side or with Greek yogurt on the side. You get your 30 grams right there. Okay. Then you're going to have a salad and you're going to put black beans and you're going to put another source of protein, tofu, if you want, chicken, if you want, you're going to get your protein, your fiber, and maybe you use a apple cider vinegar salad dressing. And then for dinner, you're going to have another source of protein. Maybe it's a fish. Maybe it's a chicken if you haven't had it. Maybe it's black beans. Maybe it's a soup. And you're going to have maybe a side of cottage cheese. Maybe you're going to have some kimchi or sauerkraut in your meal so that you can get that. And all you have to do is do that for 7 days and see how you feel.
When I follow this framework, 30-33, what changes will I see in my body and my mindset?
Mel, you'll feel more energized. You're going to feel happier because you're going to have more dopamine and serotonin. You're going to feel more motivated. You're going to feel stronger. And remember, I told you, all my life and all of your life and all of everyone's life, you've been told to get smaller. Get smaller. Think smaller. You know, be smaller. And what I'm telling you is to get stronger. Be stronger. Eat things to make you stronger.
Well, what I love about 30-33 is it's dead simple. I can remember 30 grams of protein first thing in the morning, 30 grams of fiber throughout the day, and 3 probiotic foods. I can do that.
I cannot tell you how good that makes me feel because there is no framework currently in textbooks for doctors. In handbooks, in women's health books, there's never been an accepted framework for women, and we're creating it today.
Dr. Amy Shaw, what are your parting words?
You know, Mel, we get 4,000 weeks in life, if we're lucky, and most of us, including you and I, are done with 2,000 of them. So the question I want to ask everyone here is, what are you going to do that you're going to be proud of, that makes you feel the best version of yourself, that makes you do all the things that you meant to do?
Well, I just want to thank you for giving us a formula and explaining the reasons why this works and the benefits. And, you know, if nothing else, I want to feel more energized. I want to be clearer. I want to be stronger. And I got to eat anyway. So if there are simple changes I can make, and 30-33 is a very simple roadmap that I am certainly going to put to use and try, and I will report back, and I want you to report back too, I believe you when you say that we're going to feel all those things. So thank you for distilling the science. Thank you for jumping on a plane. I really appreciate your ability to simplify all this stuff that is based in research so that we can apply it to our busy lives.
Thank you so much for giving me a platform to talk to so many people and women that need it.
That's all for today. Visit podsummarizer.xyz and start creating summaries of your own podcast in just seconds. Don't miss it.